If you would, turn your Bibles with me to Colossians chapter 4. I don't have a lot of time, so we're going to have to make it quick. But if you look at me in verse 2 and 3, it says, devote yourselves to prayer, keeping alert in it with an attitude of thanksgiving, keeping that grateful heart. Verse 3, praying at the same time for us as well, that God will open to us a door for the word. That is to say, the matter which God wants communicated to man about his son, Jesus Christ. As your evangelism pastor, I get the opportunity to share testimonies, and different ones get to share testimonies with you about how the Lord's been working and opportunities that he gives us. So this week's been a pretty cool week, really. There's been opportunities left and right that the Lord has really been opening, that we're seeing his goodness. Wednesday night, we got to share about what was going on with Jackie Skills, and she got to share some about there was a sudden death in the workplace where she was. And we really got to see the hand and the mercy of God begin to move in this family's life. You just realized it was God and his mercy and his compassion. It began to then soften hearts around the workplace to begin to share the love of God and the gift of God's son, Jesus Christ. And so we're just really thankful for those opportunities that God gives. I also had two other young men, and I'm going to call them up, and they don't know I'm going to call them up, but Donald, you got to come up, and Chad, if you're in here, you got to come up. Sorry. I didn't want to spread them out too far, so we're going to give you guys kind of the quick opportunity. And what we realize is going on is that God's opening doors of opportunity for us to share forth his love, to share forth his goodness, to share forth the gift of his son. So we're going to let you go first. We're going to save the aged one for last. And so you were talking to me about you were heading home from work one afternoon, I think is what it was, and then you thought you were just going to kind of go to that drop-off spot where you guys usually, and then leave, but then you saw Brian.
Yep.
And this is a coworker of yours that has a son that's going through quite a lot physically. Mm-hmm. So kind of share what was going on and how, and then what began to happen, how the Lord began to stir in your heart.
Yeah, so he's got a son. He's about 3 years old, and he's suffering from a condition called Charge Syndrome. So there's a lot of defects with his body, and Brian wasn't a Christian at the time when they had the child, and so it was pretty rocky, and he was going through a lot of stress and fear. But after, you know, he received the Lord, a big peace came into his life, and he has, you know, a lot of confidence now moving through these different situations.
Now, you saw him in the store. What happened there?
So, it was actually in the morning.
Okay, it was the morning time.
Yep. So in the morning I saw him, and I had been gone for about a month because I had been stuck on a job site and getting to speak with him. He seemed just kind of out of it. He was really tired.
Kind of down. But that caught your eye.
Yeah, because he's usually not. He's a pretty spunky dude. So talking to him,
I need to check on my brother.
Yeah. And so talking to him, I was like, hey man, how you doing? He's like, I'm really tired. I was asking him, you know, you getting good sleep? He's like, yeah, I'm getting hours, but I just seem to be staying pretty tired. And I was like, you getting pretty stressed out? He was like, yeah, I'm getting pretty stressed out. His son actually is going to be having open heart surgery here in the near future, and it had been kind of weighing on him.
Okay, and so he shares that with you,
right?
At that point, what did you feel led to do?
Well, obviously, you want to comfort your brother, and so if someone's going through fear, if they're going through, you know, something's weighing down heavy on them, you know, we have a God of all comfort, and we have a God that who saves.
So let me stop for a second again. Sorry.
Okay.
But you begin to sense or to feel compelled in your heart, oh, I want to see my brother comforted.
Yeah.
So what was that next step at that point, desiring to see comfort for your brother or for a brother?
I begin to share scripture with him, but then me and him, we're going to go pray together out there in the parking lot.
But what happened then, too?
So all of our other coworkers are kind of standing around who are not believers. And when I go to call Brian in to pray, you know, I tell him, you know, let's all get together. And so they came and they bowed their heads with us, and, you know, we all got this.
So let me stop for a second. So y'all go out the door.
Yep.
And you're like, brother, let's just go to God.
Yeah, we're getting ready to go our separate ways. And I say, hold up. We need to pray about this.
Which is almost to say, we need to seek refuge. We're going to run to God. We begin to feel overwhelmed. We begin to feel heavy. Let's run to him.
Yeah, we talk about trusting in God, but you know, you really get to play that out when you go to talk to him.
So then you go out there and there's the other guys that y'all work with, and you felt led to just call the whole group of you guys together.
Yep.
Which all of you guys have a camaraderie because you work together.
Yep.
But those men were able to come around as well, and you were able to call them around and then have that time of prayer unto the Lord for Brian and their son. Mm-hmm. But you brought those other men in, and it's begin. So God began to open a door there.
Yeah, it caused me to have different conversations with some of them throughout the week, and being able to share my testimony and invite some to church. You know, they're not here today, but you never know how God's going to open a door. And through that, it really kicked it open. You know, starting it off with Jesus in the very beginning of the work week, and so throughout it, you know, everybody's got something going on.
What I thought was unique as you began to share this testimony with me is that you first noticed your brother seam down. At that point, you felt sprung into action to go, I need to check on my brother. And then as the brother began, y'all begin to conversate. You go, let's just go to God, brother. Let's go to him. He is that source of comfort. He is that source of strength. And then going out the door, what I thought was unique is they see you guys going out the door, and then you feel so compelled to say, guys, we need to pray for Brian and his son. Let's go. And you begin to call those men around too. Now, we understand that some of them may be believers, some of them may not. We understand it would seem as if unbelievers. Mm-hmm. But the desire to call those around, to rally around someone, and then to go to the Lord in prayer, I just thought that was the Lord begins to open opportunities for us. And the goodness of who he is, we have those opportunities to encourage a brother, to begin to bring others in to hear the gospel as well. So,
amen. Praise God.
All right, now, Chad, you come over here. Come on. All right. So then you were telling us yesterday you were at work.
Yes.
And you guys went in early, and one of the houses where you guys were working, they began to make this big breakfast.
Yeah, the guy made his breakfast.
And
really good breakfast.
Okay, so there was four of you guys, five of you guys?
There was one, two, three, four, five. Five.
Five. Yeah. And so you kind of felt like you needed to rally everybody around to eat breakfast, and then...
But we didn't want to keep him waiting. He made his breakfast. You know, we know we have stuff to do, but we want to be honorable. And, you know, so a guy made his breakfast, so we want to come alongside each other and get to the breakfast table. There's food.
So with as a Christian, I had this, the Spirit of Christ within me that wants to convey honor.
Yes.
A thankful heart.
Yes.
So you start to call the men around.
I did.
And then, as you guys are all sitting down, there was one that was kind of off Roberto, to the side.
Yep, kept working.
And what did you say to him?
I just told him to get his butt in here because...
Let's come on over here. Right.
Yeah.
Right. Come on over here.
I said butt.
Why was your desire to sit the men down?
Because we worked as a group. You know, we're all together. We're all one unit trying to get this job done. But
what did you do before you ate?
I prayed.
So you sat them all down.
It was honoring. Yeah. And the fact that they were waiting, because I was waiting on Roberto. I wasn't going to touch my food. So mm-hmm. I waited, and I saw some go to grab, and they looked at me, and so they stopped. And they were all sitting there. So we finally got Roberto to come inside through the back door. And I said, all right, guys, hats off. You know, we're going to pray.
You said what?
Hats off.
So you were leading.
I was just giving praise. It's not me.
Well, no. And this is what I'm going to get to here in a second. Our desire is to have, this is what God does, is he opens doors for us. Our prayers is, Lord, give me the boldness just to ascribe the glory due your name. And in Psalms, we'll turn here in a second, but our desire, as God opens the doors, Lord, you just give us, all we want to do is ascribe the glory due his name. All we want to do is ascribe what is honorable as unto him. We want to declare his goodness, his greatness, his kindness, his son. And he's going to open those doors for us. What we want to do is say, Lord, we're just going to elevate how good you are. We're going to elevate how kind you are. We're going to elevate how compassionate you are. And we're just going to give our God glory, especially through the gift of his son. And as we do that, God begins to open other doors, and he begins to build relationships. He begins to build bridges that allow us to go further. But I thought it was unique as we're talking to you, and you said, guys, hats off. We're going to pray.
Yeah.
But you were able to bring that group together. And I believe one of the things that God is doing with you men is he's beginning to establish you, as 1 Peter would say. There's going to be suffering. But at the proper time, God's going to establish you. And the Lord's beginning to establish each one of us in the places we are to begin to ascribe the glory due his name. And that was the cool
part. I will say this. Ever since my brothers left the company, things are happening quick.
Right. God's opening doors for them other places. Quick. But the Lord's beginning to establish you. Well. But I thought what was unique is how you said, guys, hats off, let's pray. Yeah. And then you led those men in the time of prayer and giving glory to God. And I just thought that was a unique opportunity in that way. As we talk about evangelism, you know, that was a great opportunity for evangelism.
And Randall was there too, so he got to be encouraged because he's a newly believer-ish. Yeah. So he got to see what it's like to put the Lord first in all things. So even in food.
Even in food.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. All things to be partaken as long as given in thanks, as 2 Timothy would say.
Yeah.
Thanks, bro.
Hey. You hit it again.
Thanks, bro. Oh, I hit it again. Sorry. He hurt his back, and I keep hitting it. I'm so sorry. If you will, turn me to Psalms 29. And I want us to see this part. So I want to attach Colossians 4, and then I want to attach Psalms 29. Colossians 4, God's going to open doors. We want to start praying for them. Wednesday night, my request to the church was, let's start praying. God, that you would open doors that would give us the opportunity to share forth your word and the gift of your son, Jesus Christ, that you would open those doors for us. We want him to do that. Lord, give us that boldness in the sense of, what is it? We're just going to proclaim who he is, his love, his goodness, his compassion, his mercy, his righteousness, his power. And we're just going to keep elevating that. And when we stay focused there, he gives us the confidence and the boldness because we're just talking about who he is. And it just flows. The Spirit of Christ takes over. But God's going to open those doors. What are we going to proclaim? If you look at me in verses 1 and 2, which is the gift of his son. Ascribe to the Lord, O sons of the mighty. I'd say, you believers, you know, those that are sanctified in Christ through his Spirit. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Why? Why? Because do you know what he did for me upon that cross? His power, his awesomeness. Ascribe to the Lord glory, do his name. Do you know his character? The forgiveness, the love, the mercy, the compassion that he's shown this old sinner? Man, you got to know him. Worship the Lord in holy array. Let's do it with honor and in an honorable way, shall we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, as we come before you, we just want to start praying for opportunities to share forth your word and the gift of your son. Lord, we don't know exactly the best way to put it, Lord. You just give us the words. We want to just share with people how good you are, how loving you are, how forgiving you are, how compassionate you are, how merciful you are, how powerful you are, how much you care. So, Lord, you just keep us filled with your Spirit as we look to you and worship you for who you are. That, Lord, you just fill us with your Spirit, that as we go out in these days, that we are just agents for you, beginning to share your love and who you're, the greatness of who you are with those that you bring into our path. We just thank you, and we glorify you, and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.